Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is January the 26th, 2024. You're tuned in for the first portion, which is the Quran recitation for our service. The actual Kutba don't begin to another 30 minutes. So if you're listening to the recording, you can fast forward 30 minutes or enjoy the recitation like Chapter 18 of Quran. Today's topic would be a message in the message, or reading the message that's in the message. Imam Mike McKelsa here. So for the next 25 minutes or so, we will play Chapter 18 of the Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever, and to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps. Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
فربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. those who won their point said, "We verily shall build a place of worship over them."
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number, none knoweth them save a few, so contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, "Lo, I shall do that tomorrow," except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, "It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this." And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance, and let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, "It is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place."
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, Theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً وَلَئِن رُّدِدتُّ إِلَى رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنقَلَبًا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِن نُّطْفَةٍ أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah. Though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا
بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever, and to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps. Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These our people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I seek refuge, protection with Allah and Satan is rejected, the first enemy In the name of God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer We say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim With the name of God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness that there is no God except the one God. And there is none, nothing like unto him whatsoever. He has no partners, no associates. None share in his glory or in his throne. He is God alone. أشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. And I bear witness Muhammad is his late servant and messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prayers and peace of God be upon him. Salam alayhi wa sahaba Ismail, Muhammad Raja, and peace be upon his family and his companions and us. Righteous Ameen. The beloved Muslims and guests, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you and God's mercy and blessings. We're here today for the most beautiful day of the week, Friday Jummah, the most wonderful time for believers to come together. Some of you I've not seen in 7 days, and I don't see you again for another 7 days. So let's enjoy this moment, alhamdulillah. We come together for the sole purpose of pleasing Allah as a Jamaat, as a community, Jamaat, a community. And we are thankful for this opportunity because everyone does get this opportunity, this blessing. Some have difficulties with family or jobs or other situations that come. So we are thankful and we're grateful and give praise and thanks to Allah for allowing us to be here. Dear beloved Muslims, the topic today will be reading the message that is inside the message. Reading the message that's inside the message. There's always a message within the message. So when we give you a message, there's always something else in it. All right? Often there is a hidden or subtle question with every question someone asks you. Someone asks you a question, don't just take it lightly. And you may be thinking, well, why are you asking me that question? Or you may be saying, if you go too quickly, like you say, that's what's in your mind. That's a dumb question, but it's not a dumb question. Sometimes we just slow down and think about it and ponder over the question. Think about the question, and you may get a revelation or insight, that is, into what they're really asking you, right? So, insight to what they're really saying to you, or it's in a question form. Sometimes good advice can be cloaked in a question. Very good advice. They don't want to embarrass you, right? So they ask you a question. And then you make a joke. You say, oh, okay. Yeah, I get it now, right? So we should slow down and think about the questions. We should be looking at the message and saying, what is the message that's in the message? And everything, and we emphasize in the word everything, and everything created by Allah has an explicit meaning, right, that just stands out, the obvious message, right? But also in everything that created by Allah is also an implicit meaning or application, everything Allah made. So the outer meaning, the explicit, is surface knowledge. But the implicit is deeper knowledge. And two of the same things that gave the explicit, when you look into it, investigate it. And within the implicit messages, they come in tiers, in levels. Different depths of understanding. If I may borrow from a Bible saying, it says that darkness, it means ignorance, is upon the face, the surface of the deep. Deep what? Deep thinking. But it was covered by ignorance. That's true for all of us. So the earth was, it said the earth was without form, and earth just means the people. Means society, right? Down to earth person, right? Earth. But without form and void, he had no organization, he had no guidance. and darkness, ignorance, was covering the face of the deep. So if they get rid of that darkness off the surface and go to the deep, they can organize themselves and become nations and communities. But with the implicit, that is the internal deep thinking, we can get a first reading or a first understanding and be pleased with it. Be happy with it. So, oh, I see a little deeper into what is going on here. What is this Quran saying to me? What is Islam saying to me? Think a little deeper and say, alhamdulillah. Then we can go back for a second reading on the same thing and yield more understanding. That's how knowledge grows. As we grow, knowledge grows. Right? And then go back for a third time. But we, as we grow in life and keep our faith sincere, this is the key part, keeping our faith sincere, asking Allah, begging Allah for guidance. You can't never stop doing that. I don't care how big or important you think you may become. You can never, never, never stop keeping your faith sincere and asking, begging Allah for guidance. So every level that we grow into our understanding, first reason, second reason, third reason, and so on, keep our faith sincere. Your life as a Muslim, keep your life, your faith sincere. And first reason, second reason, third reason, fourth reason. And not one of the readings was contradicting the others, but they all were complementing each other. That's how knowledge grows. Imam Muhammad, he calls that following a thing to its logical conclusion. Allah gave us a mind, a rational mind, that has logic to it. That's a gift from Allah. To think logically, and the Quran often gives us a challenge. Ponder, think. Did you not think? The Quran is constantly pushing us to be logical and to follow it to its logical conclusion. All that Allah has given us, He has given it to us so that we will be successful. Allah did not cheat us, not a single human being, out of anything. He gave us everything we need and will need to be successful. Our salat, that is our prayer, right? We got five prayers today. Our salat. Our salat is a perfect prescription from Allah. Perfect prescription for complete human development. Perfect. Every word, every position of salat, it is potential, it is pregnant with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that is specifically designed to challenge our potential in order for us to reach human excellence. It is to prick our mind and push our mind. Every word, every position of salat is designed for that. Now, some of us have been taught to make prayer like we're in a seance. That's okay, too. You want, if that's your cup of tea. Allah gave us knowledge, ilm, knowledge, science, and every word of the salat. And when we read the words that are in the salat, or in the Quran, too, we should read it collectively. What is it saying to us? Right? We say Subhanahu Rabbil A'la, right? Three times. Subhanahu Rabbil A'la Zin, three times, right? So study that. That's one phrase. Glory be to my Lord the Exalted. Glory be to my Lord the Mightiest, right? But then individually study each of those words one at a time. I say, what are these words saying to me? What are they teaching me? what message is in them. Allah gave them to us. What is in them for me to grow as a human being? Each individual word. Then study the sequence of the words. Why is it in this order? What is that saying to me and to you, right? And then when you've done all that, then read it again holistically and see how has your mind grown? How has your life improved by giving due diligence to each word? Do this with sincere faith. And again, asking Allah, begging Allah for guidance. Now, ask yourself a question. Who created the words of Allah? It wasn't the prophet. He didn't create the words. Allah taught the prophet the words, and then he taught us. So Allah gave us each and every word of our salat. He told us what to say to him. Think about this now. He told us what to say to him. He don't need it for us to say it to him. Huh? Come on now. He told us what to say, but he didn't need it. Who needed it? We did. And we still need it. And it's on levels. We go deep, deeper, and deeper. But you will lose it if you don't keep sincere faith. And you don't ask Allah for guidance. It's called getting the big head. Get a little bit of knowledge. I know something now. Chest sticks out. Hey, go back straight. You be walking all cocky. No, don't do that. The believer says, oh, the more I know that I don't know. That's the believer, the diversion. The Queen of Sheba, when she was met by Solomon, right? And he didn't destroy her and her people. She said, I'll send him gifts. Solomon came upset. You're going to insult me with gifts? I'm giving you the word of God. You're going to insult me with a gift? And she said, oh, I believe in the God of Solomon. I believe in Allah, right? But then when he got her to the palace and saw that glass palace, it looked like water, she exposed herself. She said, she tucked her skirt. She exposed herself and said, she hid it. She said, oh, this is solid. This crystal clear truth that Solomon had given me, I thought it was just flaky like water. This is solid crystal truth. Then she said, now, get it? Now I submit to Allah. First time she's going through the motions, just being nice to Solomon. He exposed her. So our studying the words of the Quran, our studying the words in Salat, it's solid, it's solid, it's crystal clear, it's solid. It'll hold us up. So Allah don't need the words, we need the words. When we grow into them, then we get more from it. But you got to be sincere. Can't be playing no games. Because we say, oh, the more I know, the more I realize I don't know a lot. The wisest man tell you that. He had an old saying in the Nation of Islam. He said, those who say, don't know. And those who know, they ain't saying nothing. In other words, they're not bragging about what they know. So in the Quran, in chapter 10, verse 15, أَوْضُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ just in life now here. It says, قُلْ مَا يَكُونَ لِي إِنَّا أُبَدِلَهُ مِنْ تِقَارِ نَفْسِي. Allah was told the prophet, you say this to the people, tell them this. It is not for me, my own accord, to change it. Change the word of God. He says, if I follow not what is revealed unto me, if I were to disobey my Lord, I should myself feel the penalty of the great day to come. So the Rasulullah peace be upon him was told by God, said, this is not your Quran. This is not your revelation. This is not your salah. Allah designed this for us. And so as the prophet removed himself, he was told to remove himself as being the one to say, are we going to pray to Muhammad? Are we going to worship Muhammad? No, Muhammad said, no. There's one part in the Quran where Muhammad says, Muhammad was saying, good to say that, if Muhammad had his way, he would end the deal right now. He could bring the punishments home right now. So what's he saying to us? The prophet did not create Elder Song. He didn't dictate a single word of the Quran. He did not give us appositions of Salah. It was all created by Allah. Allah is El Alim. El Alim means the all-knowing. Allah is El Khabir. He's all aware. The prophet is not El Alim. He's not El Kabir. He could be Abdul Ali, right? Because you can't, right? He could be Abdul Ali, the servant of the all-knowing. Abdul Kabir, right? He could be the servant of those of Allah who's all aware. He could be Abdullah. He still can't be Allah, right? So Allah created this. And whatever Allah has given us, it is power packed. Potential that is excellently designed, perfectly designed by him for us. And he made it for us based upon our fitra. And our fitra is our original human nature. That's so important for us to understand. You hear me say it quite often. I want you to really get it. Allah says that he gave us our original nature, the fitra. And he designed the religion on our original nature, our fitra. And everything in the Salat and in the Quran and under our five pillars, it is designed to teach us our life based upon the very nature he gave us, our original fitra. Why is this so important? Why do we keep emphasizing that? Because society and other ways of life teach us to look down and condemn the very thing that Allah made. What thing is that? Us, human beings. They teach us, you're sinful, you're wicked, you're no good, you're this, you're that. And no, Allah made me. How can I be all that and Allah made me? I think you're lying on me and Allah. Allah says, because he's good and only makes that which is what? Well, that's an oxymoron to say I'm ugly, bad, sinful, and all this, and Allah made me. We don't buy that. We don't sell that. Allah knows, and we know not. So when we finally go into the knowledge, awake up to the truth, the haq. Haq means the reality. Some say it means the truth, but it means the ultimate truth. It means the real truth, right? Because what's true to somebody who got a little understanding may wait for a while until they get to the bigger understanding and say, oh, my goodness. I thought I had the haq. Oh, no, you had the truth. You had the haq. The haq is the ultimate truth. So, when we finally go into the knowledge and to the truth, the haq is already there waiting for us. Understand that? Well, Allah has given us the haq, the truth. It's waiting for us to serve us so that we can become servants to humanity. You tell me I got to be a servant? I get all this truth, all this knowledge, I got to be a servant? You got a choice. You be a servant or a tyrant. What you going to be? Allah bless you with understanding and the insight. Bless you with guidance. You going to take that and try and use it as a tool to dominate people? you're not deserving of it. So yes, Allah brings us to the truth. We wake up to the truth, and it's there to design to make us better leaders, servants, servant leaders, as they're called. Allah knows and we know not. An example, the teacher in the classroom, they give instructions, they give guidance, and then they design a test based on that guidance, right? And they give that test based on the instructions they gave us. This is the teacher in the classroom. And within that test is really more instructions and guidance. Right? If you take the test, you get more instructions and more guidance. Or you get learning that helps the student to grow even more. Now, the teacher doesn't need to take the test. The same as Allah doesn't need to make salah. Does that make sense? But if we sincerely take the test, carefully investigating each word of each question, then we get the most out of that test. Now, isn't it much more important for us if we sincerely make salah, carefully investigating each word of our prayer? We need salah. Salah don't need us. You think Officer Prayer is going to cry because Officer Sahir don't show up to the prayer room? Oh, you think Officer Prayer goes, Michael, stay in the bed again. You think the Father cares? Prayer cares. They don't need me. You think Ramadan needs me? You think the Shahada needs me? No, I need all five of them, right? And then even with that, Allah was merciful. He gave us sooner with that. You can fast on the year. Fast the Dawood. You can do Taweer prayer. Huh? Prayer don't need me. Fasting don't need me. I need fasting. I need prayer. So don't worry or fret. You slip and make a mistake. I didn't quite do right. Believers, think about this now. Allah knows everything, right? So that means a billion years ago, he knew that on this day, this time, I was going to slip. So why should I spend a lot of time worrying about that? Why should you spend a lot of time worrying about that? What you done? Done is what? That's past tense. It doesn't happen. You think about it, you learn from it, but you don't sit there, you know, and just lay it in the mud and just waddle. So I fell down. I'm going to sit out here and just waddle in the mud. No, you don't just waddle in the mud because you fell down. First thing you try to do is get up. But don't worry or fret when you slip. Allah already knew you were going to slip. You didn't know it. Allah knows we know not. But as soon as you slip, you realize you may be into it for a while. You say, man, I'm really slipping. I got off my dean. You've been off for a while. You didn't even realize it. Eh? You say, oh, wake up. Oh, my goodness. I'm slipping. Well, if you realize that, immediately struggle to get up. And when you get up, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding is going to be there waiting for you. It don't fail you. It don't leave you. You say, well, as soon as they get up, I'll be here to serve them. Yes. So when we look into our religion, understand that Allah did not give us a seasonal religion, a generational religion, a geographic religion. He didn't give us an ethnic religion. He didn't give us a gender religion. He gave us a universal religion. It's here, mankind can live for a trillion years, and this religion will still be there serving and benefiting and growing mankind. That's Ellis Law. You can't put no time limit. You say, well, where did Ellis Law start? He said, when Muhammad was born. No, then he asked you when Muhammad was born. I said, when did Islam start? He said, well, it began. I said, no. He said, did you know Adam was a Muslim? And before Adam was created, the earth was a Muslim? Before the earth was created, the galaxy was a Muslim? How long has Islam been here? Forever. When will it end? Never. So what we got to do is wake up to that reality and say, where am I at on this moving situation? It's moving. And we submit ourselves. Look at the word convert and revert. I don't know if they had those words before. If those words come along. We got a lot of words that came along that shouldn't have came along. But they've been around so long, we accept it. Right? Like hijab for a women's cover. That's no way in Islam. Not the term. You right? You got jalabiya and then kimar, and that's in the Quran, but not hijab for women. Hijab means what? Or curtain, right? That's Quran hijab. And this modern hijab, they came in and they've been tucking and wrapped it. Bam. And they can say, oh, the Christians got the cross. Jesus got a sword, David. Christians got a sword, moon. No, we don't. Think somebody gave it to us. Been around so long to be thinking it's part of Islam. Nothing to do with Islam. Except what the Quran says, Allah shall give you the sun and the moon to keep count of time. That's it. It's not an emblem. But now it's part of it, right? So we have to learn our religion. Study our religion. Teach what you understand. If you don't understand it, don't teach it. You better off saying, I don't know, but I get back with you. Or, I don't know, come join me. We sit down together and we open the book together. See, you may help me this time. I may help you this time. All I know from you don't know. We encouraged by Allah. He says, study. Probe. Think. Ask questions. Allah tells us this. He gave us what they call the akal, right? Brain. Allah gave us a brain. That's on you that Allah gave you. Shoot, I'm you. Yeah. Just ask for the guidance. Be sincere. Allah grant us good excellence in this life. Grant us good excellence in life to come and protect us from the torment of the fires of sin. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In part two of the Kubar, I'm going to return to our, I'm going to say my, because I'm not speaking, but us, reoccurring theme until things get better. There's still bombing going on in Gaza. There's still Jews, innocent Jews who've been kidnapped. There's still misuse of our tax dollars. And so though we don't have the means to change it with our hands, we can speak out against it until it stops. This is the time for people to speak up and to speak out. You say they may not like me. Well, if they don't like you, then they really didn't like you the whole time. You just give them a reason to express it. Kind of like when somebody got elected in the office a few years ago. I won't call no names. But you look at your friend who you really like and say, you voted for that? You just exposed to me what's going on inside your head. Yeah, she could vote for that. Whoa, I thought you were saying. You got to be insane voting for an insane person. I won't call no names. Don't teach it. But we have to be conscious, objectives to injustice. We have to speak against injustice. And when the last number I heard was 24,000 Palestinians killed. And the majority of women and children, you got to speak against that. Because what they're not saying is this, is that they bomb like hundreds of square miles, right? How many bodies are under the rubble? Think about that. And it hurts me that my U.S. technology, which I don't approve, was used to send by the billions of dollars bombs to do that. Now, it came like that. I cannot find anything in my conscience to justify being at peace with that. So the best we can do is speak out and just be and let people know where we stand on the issue. But we also have dear Muslims. Some Muslims can't do this. We have innocent Jews that have been kidnapped. You don't have a heart for that? You don't feel for that? I know the 75-year history. We know about the occupiers and what they call it, the settlers taking land. We know about all that. But you don't hurt the innocent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never injured the innocent. He never hurt the women, the old man, the children. Also, at times you read about, he wouldn't even allow his people to poison the water, kill the tree. This is our example, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if there's innocent Jews, we have to have as much empathy and sympathy for them and their family as we would for, as we do have for the Palestinians. Otherwise, we have to ask the question, are we being just? Are we being fair? Now, I know it's easy to shift the conversation because you say, well, it was 1,000 of them, 24,000, and it was 1,200 of them. And many of them still alive, so far as we know. But there's 200 killed, that's right. But 100 so were kidnapped. And that's hard to equate 24,000. It's very hard to. I recognize that. But we have to be, as Muhammad, peace be upon him, exemplified. We follow his example, his uswa. And we speak out against wrong. We can't afford to support wrong. So may Allah bless us to whenever we get a chance to tell somebody what's going on, tell them. Because we cannot forget this, dear people. When I was a child, even as a young adult, we heard it very often. America is a Judeo-Christian society. We hear it on college campuses, we hear it everywhere. America is a Judeo-Christian society, meaning the thinking is based upon Jewish teachings and Christian teachings, right? It may be as simple as you can't drink alcohol on Sunday. Well, you go back and trace it, go back to some Christian law, right? Okay, everything we do, pretty much. Our calendar is called the Gregorian calendar. Why is it called that? Because of Pope Gregory XIII. He's the one that set the calendar of the Catholic Church. I'm not saying anything wrong with that, but just know where you're at. Right? Now, why am I saying all this? When bombed 24,000 people, and the base of their thinking in the American society is Judeo-Christian, they're going to feel sorry for the Jews, even though they killed 24,000 Muslims. No, not just Muslims, because you got Palestinians, some are Christian, even some who are Jewish. Yeah? But there's religious teaching, Isaac and Ishmael situation, right? Esau and Jacob in the Bible situation, Sarah and Hagar situation. There's a feeding at the base of the thinking of most Americans. It's playing with their psychology when it comes to understanding what's going on over there. And one good friend of mine, I spoke to you this last other week. I said, tell me what's going on. She said, oh, no, they wouldn't do that. He said, Jews wouldn't do that. They're God's chosen people. And Jesus was a Jew. I said, okay. I began to feed the stuff. Her eyes came open. He said, wow. Because the seed at the base of their thinking, in the base of their thinking, they're feeding their thinking is Judeo-Christian thinking. Now, in the last 20, 30 years, more interfaith has came to America. And they got to scoot over and say, I've got back room for the Muslims, the whole idea. Oh, the Hindus, too. Oh, well, come on. The Sikhs. Oh, now you don't hear that as much. That Judeo thinking has been the base, but it is still the base. So when you hear about a war going on, which is really a genocide, they say, oh, you can't say genocide. Well, it looked like one. So saying, good like a duck. Well, like a duck. Look like a duck. Hey, it's a duck.
Mm-hmm.
Genocide? Is it look like genocide? You don't know, like genocide? It's genocide. What does geno mean? Genes, generations. What does side mean? C-I-D-E. It means to kill. Like homicide? Suicide, right? Genocide. Well, that's genocide. It's not a war. So understand, dear people, dear look, that the psychology that you don't see in the air, you can't get gravity and just get it. But it's in the subconscious of most of the American thinking, the Judeo-Christian thinking. And they're waking up to a universal picture for the first time. Yeah. So we got to tell the truth. You say, well, why did your God tell us? Because we are not in the camp. We're not a card-carrying member of any of those thinking. Allah freed us. Huh? Like Islam freed Bilal Ibn Rabah. Bilal Ibn Rabah stood up, chest still hurting from that rock on his chest, mouth still dry from that hot sun. And he get up, he could hardly walk. They got a half in walls. And he took to Ibn Rabah and said, what? Did you free me to be your slave? Or did you free me to be Allah's slave? Ibn Rabah said, I'll be peace with him. He said, my friend, yes, indeed, I freed you to be Allah's slave. Well, that's our position here. I think many of those of us, I'm not trying to be separate, just to play, many of those of us who came through that African-American experience who rose to come back to Islam, we're not in debt to all those situations of those clubs. We're not card-carrying dudes and members. We didn't take the oath. We didn't kiss the ring. We're still upset by not getting our check, as Dr. King said. Came back, time to fish your fun. We're still upset. Kiss a ring, we get out of here. Allah don't free me. I'm gonna kiss your ring. Well, I'm kissing is the Quran. I'm kissing the Quran. I get a chain, I'm kissing the black stone. I kiss that. And he's kissing your ring. Yeah. I can't see people out there, man, you sure courageous. I'm like, courageous? How the hell are people being through? That's an insult. That's an insult. But here's, hey, I'm going too long now. Huh? I got to cut it short. People, this is Juma, right? I say this here. The hell that my people went through, that Allah allowed them to go through, it wasn't for naught. And we're not blind or confused about the debt we owe. We owe them and owe Allah. We're not confused. And you can't pay that debt if you got two lords. Man being your Lord and Allah being your Lord, you got to double check with man before you do what God says. Get it. Allahu Akbar. That's life. You don't like it? Get another life. Come this way. That's what I got to say. As-salamu alaykum. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu
Akbar. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala wa sala, التحية على فلان كامل في السلاكة كامل في السلاك لازم أطبع لازم أطبع كل
the last race from Shoulder. In the way to Salat Juba, Rasa Pain, Bilahi to Allah, Istafil Al Kaaba, you might find attention to the Surah Kaaba, writing to the prayer to Allah the Exalted. This is the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين رب اسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق ذكر وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم الله أكبر
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المكابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لا تعلمون ما يكين الله أكبر سمي الله لمحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
رات الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم
Just forgive me, my mind got ahead of my thinking, so I kind of.
Yeah.
I know what I guess I was thinking before I got here.
Yeah, so then I can just put the, like, if you go back, so the where's the smaller one?
Thank you, Shaquan. Yeah, so we got the bucket for Shaquan, and also there will be weekend school on Sunday. We'll be weekend school on Sunday. And save the day for May 5th for the Muslim Folk Law event. And also the day for April 14th for Judge Shaheed at the being inducted as recognized as the Tennis Faith Ambassador of the Year on April 19th. Okay. Yes. Yes, still traveling for Ramadan, yes. Yes. I say, yeah, like if you create the sheet, we can get it, we can post it. We can fill in for Ramadan. Yes.
About
some
of the readings
in
the morning.
Yeah, reading every morning for Ramadan, thank you. Yeah.
But then
it's going to
be out there shortly. Inshallah, we'll have that out for next
week. Inshallah. Any more announcements? Inshallah. Delicious red apples, not apples. It's delicious red apples.
Sweet.
It's, sweet. It's so sweet. Yeah, I ain't going to tell you how sweet they are. It's a sweet, sweet. Yes,
ma'am.
Okay,
there are six bags in the refrigerator here.
It's
like half iron. Taking all this free of charge, no charge.
Okay,
free chickens? They're not because they're frozen.
Okay.
So
okay. All right. Say that. Any more announcements? Okay.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم محمد عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد For God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we witness that he is one. We give all praise to him who sustains the heavens and the earth and cares for all of his creation and especially for his human creation. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his noble and generous messenger. And Allah says of him that we should salute him with prayers and with peace. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says of him that he is a mercy to all the worlds. مَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ He has not sent you except to be a mercy to all the worlds. لِلْعَالَمِينَ To all the worlds. Everything that we have in Islam, from the Quran and from Muhammad, who received the Quran for us, directly or indirectly address something or addresses something that is in the scriptures that came before or in the religious traditions of the people that had religious communities before the coming of Muhammad, God's servant and messenger. Prayers and peace be upon him. It says in the Quran, God says that is, in the Quran, because the Quran is all the word of God, whereas other scriptures are not all the word of God. And we are not saying this. They say that. This is not us criticizing them. This is us just saying what they say of their own scriptures. not all the words of God, to the prophets. Others came behind the prophets, and they wrote. And much that we find in the scriptures of others, other people outside of the Muslims, those scriptures carry the words and teachings of their holy people, their saintly people, their rabbis, their priests, etc., their monks, whatever. It is not all revelation from God. Even Paul is not accepted, the Apostle Paul. He is one of the main authors of the books, the new books in the New Testament. And it's not agreed in Christian history of the Christian church that all that Paul received was from God. So we only have Quran that claims to be only the word of God. Nothing in there came from Muhammad himself. He was not able to speak those words. He was not learned in scripture. He was not even acquainted with scriptures. It was all strange to him. So none of that was from him. It all was inspired, came directly from the Most High God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory, badness, praise is he. So Muhammad, the prophet, is a mercy to all of the worlds. And where we read in the Quran that this was revealed to him, he was not knowing any of this. He had no access to any of your knowledge. This is made clear in the Quran of Muhammad the Prophet. It says that also that that they wonder, what kind of book is this that leaves out nothing small or big? Leaves out nothing small or big. Now, it doesn't, what it's referring to, this is the key for us Muslims. To understand the Quran, we have to know the context that it is addressing. What context is it addressing? Is it addressing every book that ever appeared in the world? When it says it leaves out nothing, small or great, or small or large? No. That's too much, and it's nonsense. A lot of foolishness. The Quran doesn't address foolishness and nonsense. The Quran only addressed what people claim to be the word of God, or what people claim that God authorized. The Quran only addresses that and no more. Only what people claim that they have from God. And it addresses what people claim God authorizes. God authorized you to do these things that you're doing in the name of God. Quran has Muhammad responsible for challenging them and addressing them to make them prove that this that you claim that is not from God is from God. You see? These are the issues. These are the issues. The issues are found in the context of revealed knowledge and in the context of that the world used after revealed knowledge or even before to say that this is from God. This is from God. So Muhammad really comes as a messenger from God to correct what the world has that they claim is from God, to correct it. And that's what Allah's words say in the Quran, that this is a correction on the previous books, the books that came before. This is a correction on the books that came before. And a plain teaching come to make it plain, clear, very plain. Now, in addressing what came before, what came before also was a plan for the future, though it had not been fulfilled. The plan for man's future life on this planet to the day of judgment. And that means As long as we are human on this planet, God has already gave us guidance to take care of us for as long as we are humans on this planet. Now, in the early times, Scripture came to prophets addressing both their local conditions, but also pointing them to the conclusion of things. So Scriptures before Prophet Muhammad and teachers in the Scriptures, with the Scriptures, pardon me, before Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be on him, they were pointing people also to the conclusions of things. And they were pointing to the signs that address the conclusion of things. So when God made man and put him on the earth as a responsible creature to carry out God's will, God at that time inspired him to not only work in the present, but to work for the future. Every human being is created to not live in the present only. God created us with the nature to wonder how the future is going to be. And I have to prepare myself for the future. And if I can, I have to help others prepare themselves for the future. So this is what made prophets. The prophet nature is in every human being. Every human being is born with the prophet nature. We're the children of Adam, descendants of Adam. And Adam was not only the first man, but he's also the first prophet. He warned his children. He planned a life for the future. But the need to prophesy grew stronger and stronger as man lived and experienced life in his environment. Trouble for that life produced more and more seers looking to the future, or striving, straining to look into the future, to know where is this going? How can we prepare better for what we're going to face? It is common knowledge that the prophet nature is in all of us. We can never say Muhammad is our messenger. He's only Allah's messenger. But we always say he's our prophet. He's our prophet. He's flesh of our flesh and bone of our bone. He's human like we are. God said to him, say to them, I am a human mortal just like you are. And Abasharun Mithlukum, the words of God to him in the Quran. I am a human mortal like you are. And we should, the public of the world has advanced so much in human intellect since the time of the early prophets and since the time of the last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be on him. The public have been advanced so much in the intellect, in the brain, knowledge. And we're still talking to them like they are people that were in crowds 6,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, thousands of years ago. We're speaking to them just like they're their same public. We haven't progressed our communication to our publics, to our religious publics that respect their graduation in knowledge. And that's why most of the people nowadays, they don't have much patience with the preachers. They don't care to go to the houses of worship. Because the world is so far ahead of them in so many respects. The world is so far ahead of the religious leaders. Their leaders in these churches and mosques and synagogues, etc. So Buddhists, all of them suffer that. The Buddhists, all of them, they suffer that. for some reason that I think can be explained. They think when you say the word of God never changes, I guess they think they mean the way to communicate it never changes either. And that's horrible. It is. For me, that's horrible. We have to respect our public, the intelligence in our public. And if they, if the public now can have more understanding, they are prepared to ask for more understanding, we should give them that understanding. And they don't have to ask for it with their mouths. They give us time. They ask for it with their attitude towards you. They ask for it with their treatment of you. They ask for it with their absence from you. We praise God, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In the Quran, we read the chapter, small chapter, Al-Asr. We ask Allah's protection from the rejected Satan, the enemy of all human beings. It begins, you know, with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as every other chapter except one, the ninth chapter of the Quran. It begins with the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then comes the words, Wal Asr. By the time, translated also, by the token of time. And it also means the hour. But scripture before said, a day with man is as a thousand, one day with the Lord is as a thousand years of mankind, of our life. So our thousand years is nothing but like one day with God. So this Asr is not an hour on the clock that you got up by Monday morning or whatever, went up whatever day it was. It's not that clock. Wallah, this is the hour. But this is a big measurement. A big measurement in the time of man. Big measurement. And it is a time of difficulty. We know from the word of, the Quran is powerful and rich and potent in its power or in its capacity to communicate volumes with few words. Volumes with a few words. Well, I used to hear as a young man interested and curious in the scripture, I used to hear that some imams overseas, that they took just Al-Fatiha, one word or one line of Al-Fatiha, and they did volumes. I would have said, I did say to myself, I didn't say it to anybody, I didn't hurt anybody, but I said to myself, yeah, they don't have anything to do but waste time. That was when I was young, you know. But now that I'm older and I have myself enriched my own self by my studies, and I have entertained myself in such a heavenly way, I put myself in life in a heavenly environment, just with my curiosity, searching God's words, put me in a heavenly environment. So I have enjoyed it so much that I look back on my young mind and the young expressions I made, and I feel shame. I feel sorry. I want to apologize to those learned men that make the volume, Allahu Akbar, that make volumes discussing just one little short ayah or one expression. And I feel right now, I know I wouldn't be bored. I could take Al-Asr and I could write volumes. Because This very word is so big and broad that it includes in its concept, it includes so much of man's time on earth, man's time in history, man's life in struggle. I could do volumes. Where do we get the difficulty here? This says, well, us. Slightly different from us. But nevertheless, a hit or play on us. Well, us. By the token of time. By the token of time. And we know God says, I do not want for you difficulty. That's us. That's us. Difficulty. I do not want for you difficulty, but I want that you be purified. Our flesh belongs to the animal kingdom. This flesh and blood body of ours. It belongs to the animal kingdom. And there was a time for many nations when their flesh was no more than that of animals. They lived like animals. They worshipped animals. They made deities in animal form, gods. And they put upon their head animal horns because they were imitating animals. And they were one of the animals, and they were saying that I'm an animal with this animal's trait, or I'm an animal with this animal's appetite, or with this animal's bravery, or with this animal's cunningness, etc. They would wear things to identify them with animals that they loved and admired and worshipped even. Some they worship as God. Ancient Egypt, with its high and great civilization that they developed. They chose many animals as deities. As deities. Cat, dog, and others. Lion. Many. As deities. As gods. So in our flesh body, we belong to the animal kingdom. And when the human spirit is out of the animal body, the body is nothing but the flesh of an animal. It's nothing but an animal. You become nothing but an animal. When God says he's going to make man, the angel said, what will you make other than that that will cause bloodshed? And God said, I know what you know now. And God says, when I have given him of my own spirit, then you make sense to him. When I have given him of my own spirit, God didn't say, well, this man is worthy of your respect. Why aren't you respecting him? Without God's spirit in you, you're not worthy of the respect of angels. Why should angels respect you with nothing but your human nature and makeup and animal body? Why? They shouldn't. You're not better than the rest of the animals. There are some animals better than man when you take the Spirit of God out of man. And he says he's given up everything. He's given something of his ruach to everything. Everything. God's ruach of his spirit. He says, when I have breathed into him of my spirit, he's talking about the higher. God is talking about that higher plane of inspiration. There are many planes or levels of inspiration that come to man. God made the beautiful creation itself to inspire man. The creation by itself alone can inspire man and aid man and assist man on the road to his own development, to a higher life, to a higher and better and more productive life. The creation itself inspires that in its beauty, wonderment, wisdom, is full of messages for the human intellect. Yes. But God was telling the angels, this man I created, I didn't create him to be left alone. I didn't create him to be left alone with the creation. I created him to be influenced by the creation, to come to me, to find me, the artist that did this great wonder, that gave this great wonder to him. I created it to inspire him to come to me. And if he comes to me, I'm going to give him of my own spirit. And when I give him of my own spirit, you make sense that to him. Because I didn't give you to my world for you to serve yourself. Your existence is to serve my man. Praise be to Allah. Muhammad the prophet said, God, in that battle, he didn't leave you alone. He sent angels among you to help you get the victory. So the angel made to work with man, but the man that God chose to lead the humanity, all human flesh. Praise be to Allah. And Muhammad is a mercy to all the worlds. Well, us, concerning the time down through the ages, difficulty for what part of man? For his spirit. All this is implied in the word wallah. Difficulty for his spirit. His spirit wants to come to rest from that is in conflict with his better nature. Because his spirit is the life of his better nature. It is the life. Life is movement, not standing still. Life is movement, not standing still. So our life is in our spirit more than it is in our body. That can't go very far without the airplane or the car or something. But the spirit will even go beyond the conscious mind. Go even beyond my rational senses, my spirit. And tell my rational senses, I'm out here and I need you to join me. I want to understand where I'm at. So this is the man that God made. The man that I'm so happy to be. Oh, I know my life. I found myself. And it's wonderful. And that's where all of us are created to go. We are to go where God created us to go. And it's not to be hung up in this life like a cow or dog or cat or snake. No. Those are creations below your creation. Much below your creation. Praise be to Allah. Concerning the hour, surely mankind is lost. Lost. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Surely the mankind is entrapped. Lost and entrapped. Fichus tells me he's not only lost, but he's entrapped. He's lost and don't know the way out. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The third progression for this chapter of surah. First progression, it begins with walas. Second progression begins with innal insan lafi khusr. Third progression, illa alladhina amanu. Except those who have faith, or who believe. Illa alladhina amanu. Except those who have faith and who believe. Now, dear people, we begin our journey back to our God. And what is our journey back to our God? Is it God that we need to work with? No, it's God that we need to support our work. We need to work with our fellow man. God does not need to be a laborer with us. He made us to be laborers with one another. And among one another. Okay, so my journey back to God is really to get authorization for what I have to do from my God. Because he gave me a soul that's very sensitive when it comes to obedience to my Lord. It obeyed my Lord before it was given to me. He wouldn't even give me a soul until he created it in obedience. Then he gave it to me and I was born of Clara Muhammad and Elijah Muhammad. And that soul is there in me and with me to influence me to go where God wants me to go. So first we're established in our souls. And we stand up erect, balanced, spiritually balanced. This is no material balance. This is a spiritual balance. Man's balance is spiritual, not physical. And it requires the subconscious more than it requires the conscious. Because the mind has too much to do to be thinking on standing up. So God created us to have a spiritual balance in the subconscious. So we don't have to be worried while we're working about standing up. So the world walking around in the animal body may be standing up as an animal, but may be down as a human being. And we have to let them know that God has sent guidance to stand them up again in their soul. So when we stand up and say, Allah Akbar, we're standing up in our souls. Righteous, obedient, clean, hands clean. Maybe they were dirty just a second ago. But when I put my attention on my Lord, I confess all my faults. And I tell him, I want my hands open to you, my Lord. I hide nothing from you. I'm innocent in your presence. Please accept me and forgive me all my sins. And make me perfect and clean before you in your presence. Huh? And you've forgotten all the wrong. You're not thinking about the dope you sold last week to pay the bill, to pay the note. You ain't thinking about that when you stand up in the prayer lines with us. That's out of your mind. If it's in your mind, you're repenting for it. And hoping your repentance is accepted. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Okay, now, from the soul, we have to move out. Because the soul wants us to get something, and it ain't all here where I'm standing. The soul is far-reaching. Far-reaching. So the soul is making me now want to move out. If I move out, the world is not under angels only. The world that I came down in, I came down into it with Satan. When Satan was just a naughty boy. And now all this time he had on earth since then, he's grown up. And he was too much of a match for me even then. When we were together in the heaven. Or I should say in the heavenly regions. And his disobedience caused us all to be cast down together. Not separately. Together. Kubat. All together. In one bunch. We were cast down. Huh? And now he has had all this time to do his thing. And God said to the archangel Jibril, peace be upon him, he said, let me show you my creation. And he showed it to him. And Jibril said, my Lord, how can anyone go astray in such a marvelous, wonderful, beautiful creation? And in an instant, God showed it to him eons later in time, and it was all decorated by Satan. And when Jibril saw it, he said, my Lord, how can anyone go straight in such a creation? Well, that's the creation that we're in. We're in that creation that when Jibreel looks at it, he says, how can anybody be without sin in this creation? Say, Satan filled it with allurements, enticements, temptations everywhere. So to advance with the soul that God gave us, and with the direction that God put in that soul, once it becomes conscious in man's world, it is influenced to have many interests, many appetites, many objectives or aims or hopes. But there's one that you had before your eyes fell on the world, before your ears heard the word. You had one direction. And that direction was obedience to your God. To take your life and your interest in obedience to your God, where God motivates human life to go. This is the original soul, the original consciousness of the human being. So now you're in the world and you're conscious and you're in this very difficult world to keep obedience. It's very hard to keep your taqwa in this world. Influenced, decorated by Satan. So the time is very difficult. The hour is very trying. We're lost. But it's not so difficult for those who have faith. It said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That means you excluded. It's not going to be that hard on you. So faith even takes the burden of Satan off my back. Faith will take the burden of Satan off my back. I think it was Otis Redding who said these words. He said, I wake up in the morning, wake up early, he said, and the light hurts my eyes. Then I look at you. And the world is all right with me. He said, then I look at you. He says, and what is that? A wonderful day, a beautiful day. A lovely day. Yes, a lovely day. A lovely day. Now, I don't know what he was addressing. But I know I haven't found a woman to do that for me. Only the word of God. Only the word of God. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh, Daddy, I got your genes, and I think I've become a preacher. Except those who have faith. So God is saying that faith is your best weapon against the temptations. Yes. Faith is your best weapon even against the greatest tempter, the shaitan himself. Faith is your key to victory on the long haul with the heavy baggage. To reach your Lord. Praise be to Allah. What is that heavy baggage? My responsibility to develop my life and the life of my environment. My responsibility to show the responsibility for the whole world and the fate of mankind to the end of time. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Phase number three. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Phase number four. And their works are righteous. Their deeds are righteous. Amal means work. Except for those who have righteous works. we know this is scripture. Most of you come from Christian environment, if not from Christian teachings. And those who come from Christian teachings, you know that this is in the Bible. Same thing. God won't accept faith alone. You must bring him also good works. This is the Bible. That's why Allah said in the Quran that this is a correction on the books that came previously. And an extended message. But first, coming out of the old and extending it so we can go further in the world with the new. Righteous works. The Satan, after God created us for a strong and healthy life, he influences our life to be diseased and weak. So we need righteous works to advance the works that God wants on this world, in this world. Satan is here with his plan to defeat the works of man, to prove man unworthy of being given this honor and this responsibility by the Creator, from the Creator. He's out to prove man wrong. Eventually, he wants to make the world, this is what you ought to listen to very carefully and hold it, don't forget it. He wants the world, too, to be made for God. But he has his own idea of how to make it happen. He has his own idea how to make it happen. And it irks him that man takes this responsibility on himself and keeps Satan out of it. And he's saying, why are they keeping me out of something I was in before they were in it? Now, I used to lead the angels. What are these little boys doing? What do they think? I'll fix them. I'm going to crucify the whole race of mankind. When he told God, he said, well, I'm going to go out before them and behind them. I'm going to go on their left and on their right. He was saying to God, I'm going to crucify the whole of mankind. And what is crucifying? Blocking, stopping, checking, making static and still what should be moving for God. So that's why in the Quran say no. They neither killed him, neither did they make him static and still. And they did not give him rigor mortis. So the fourth phase is what I'm going to start with, righteous deeds. Righteous deeds will take all of us down off the cross. Taqwa by itself can't take us off the cross. The cross is static life. Can't move. You can have taqwa and maybe you won't move. In the name of your taqwa, you'll say, I'm justified to stay stand still. Because it's too dangerous for me out there in Satan's field of activity. But when the spirit come into you to do something about your environment, to work, and to have work, righteous work established for your name, Satan has a contender. He's going to have to give up some of the territory. That's why God obligates us to not just have taqwa, but also jihad. After Muhammad, the prophet, had been granted victory, and the environment was in their hands, we haven't got that. We haven't gotten there yet. We're trying to get a little of this environment in our hands. We're making progress here in Atlanta more than we are anywhere else right now. But we haven't gotten there yet. There's not a whole town that we can show people ourselves that we have, and we are the administrators for that town, and we are taking care of the affairs of the people in that town. All their services, Muslim service, Muslim given by Muslims, etc. We haven't achieved that. We haven't achieved what Muhammad achieved by the help of the grace of God and his mercy in Medina. And when he achieved it, then he say, okay, we have reached the promised land. Rejoice. Celebrate. Allah says, as soon as you have completed one task, immediately take up another. So Muhammad, when peace was established for the whole land that he was then over as their leader, as their chief, or as their boss, their governor, he said, from henceforth upon me, is taqwa and jihad. Taqwa and jihad, he said. Consciousness and struggle. Consciousness and struggle. Do you know that's what makes all people great? Devotion to what they respect. To what they respect as having the power to support their good life. That's their taqwa for that cause. And then they have a commitment to put their energy, their bodies, and their money into the effort. And they become a great people. A great people. I'm not going to name Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater. I'm not going to name any of them that comes to my mind now. Because we don't want your mind on the struggle of other people. We want you just to be aware that God created all people with this nature. Yes. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ And righteous works. And righteous works. Work and righteous works. Do you know the heaven that God promised to us is a promise he has prepared for workers? For workers. We go into the paradise if we make it, or to the heaven if we make it, that was prepared for workers. Oh, soul, pleased and pleasing. Please with your own self and pleasing your God. Oh, soul, pleased and pleasing. Return you to your Lord. Then he says, enter you, go in. Isn't that what scripture says? The scripture that came before, didn't it say that good worker, faithful servant, when the time comes at the end, it's going to be said to you, faithful servant, enter in to my paradise. This was the promise in the scriptures that came before. It's in the Bible. And here's the Quran certifying it again. Certifying the worker. The faithful worker, yes, paradise has been made for you. Says any of you first, any of you among my workers. What the coolie enter you, fi ibadi, among my workers, servants, slaves, means workers. See, ab means more than one thing. It never meant slave. It never meant slave. The term was abused by taskmasters, by hard, cruel taskmasters. It never meant slave. It meant servant all the time. Then Allah came and cleared it of the abuse and raised that title up to be the highest title for human beings. The highest title for a human being is for God, the Creator, to call you his abd, his servant, the highest title. No title higher than that. According to the teachings of the most learned in this religion and the most upright in this religion, but also according to the hint in Quran and the plain talk as well, of the Quran and also Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. Any of you among my workers, then you can have paradise. He says, therefore, enter you, my paradise, Jannati. Fadkhuli Jannati. Work. So God has given us the steps for salvation. When Jonah finally got free of his difficulties and was on land safe, according to the Bible, he said, I have a 3-day journey. I have a 3-day journey. God has established me again in my soul. But now I have to find a way to move out. And when I find a way to move out, then I have to perceive my future destiny on this earth among these ungodly people. I'm not only to be established in my soul, but I'm to be put on the right road. And the right road is this next step for me. And then after the right road, I am to visualize what I am to have as my community life at the end of that struggle. At the end of that struggle. And don't think this has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with us. The minimum number we need for this Jummah is 3. Why? Because Jonah's struggle is our struggle. Jonah's struggle in his soul is our struggle in our soul. And once Jonah is free from the struggle in his, with his soul, then he has to establish his life on this planet. Because God created him to have life on this planet. And to have a model life on this planet. A life that will speak to others and tell them what they should make of their lives. Saying God has guided this man to this model and have it as a witness and as an attraction to attract others to the right life or the right establishments for man on this earth. So that was his destiny. And when we stand up to pray, don't forget your connection. The Kaaba is a sign of connection. That's exactly what it is. Its greatest meaning and message is a sign of connections. That it connects that was separated. Reconciles that should be together and not against one another or against the other part that belonged to it. To bring all parts that belong together, together. That have been separated and divided by the schemes of Satan. To bring them all together again, to bring man in unity with mankind, not just with his nation, or with his race, or with his secret order, people of his persuasion. No, people of the human soul, to bring all that belong to the soul of Adam together, so that they again become one life. Harmoniously living for righteousness and for abundance of good. Abundance of good that God created us for. After work, what pressure are you going to feel? The pressure of correctness. A worker will be under the pressure to be correct, to not to make mistakes, to not to have flaws in his work. But the ones are bilhaq, and they cooperate, or they mutually support the advancement of truth. Al-Haq, the advancement of truth. But this truth is not common truth. This is the broadest picture of truth. This is the broadest context for truth. El-Haq. Sidq is truth. Sidq is truth. Sidq is the truth. If you spoke the truth, we say sadaqah. You spoke the truth. Sadaqah. From sidq, meaning the truth. So the truth for the tongue is sadaqah. Sidq. Sadaqah or sidq. Qa at the end. The truth for the whole life is haqq. You may have a truthful tongue, but you may not be aware of reality. Reality was real, genuine in the nature and in the picture and in the function that God created for you, for it and you. That's haqq. That's haqq. Jal haqq. The truth has come, and falsehood perishes. So man just speaking his truth is not enough to kill falsehood. But if he ever universalizes his truth to respect all truth that God created, now he's ready to slay al-batil. Jal haq wa zahiq al-batil. The truth has come and falsehood perishes. And it is of the nature to perish before truth. But not before your truth, before the truth. The all-inclusive truth. The universal truth. When it is put in that nature, what happens to it? The same thing that happens to the vampire when the sun light shines on it. He disappears. He disappears. He becomes non-existent. So these are steps that we must take or be aware of in order to guarantee, assure success in that difficult time for the soul and the human spirit or lost. And that difficult time will go on and on for as long as man is making history. That's why it's called, by one translator, down through the ages. The token of time through the ages. Why? Because Satan is not going anywhere. So when you stand up in your soul, he says, well, they ain't going nowhere because I got the environment. So you have to have the faith to meet the challenge and know that God obligates you to not excuse yourself because Satan has the world. That's the spirit of the black man. Or you know you can't do anything. Invite them to cooperate with you in a great work that involves even a contest with the establishment, with the big, rich white folks. And a coward black man. He know we can't go nowhere. He knew the white man ain't gonna let us do that. We are not asking the white man to let us do anything. We are doing what our God told us to do. And we don't even have patience with you talking about what the white man gonna say. Allahu Akbar. And if you clean up your act, the white man won't be in your way that much. In fact, you can clean up your act to the extent that he won't only get out of your way, but he'll send some of his associates to you to let you know that he appreciates what you're doing. Now, I'm not talking about holy, sainty white people only. I'm talking about those also that don't even pray. Because God gave Solomon the jinns in his army to help him work. Jinns came to join them to help them work. And Allah says in the Quran, and well, the Quran is so powerful with its communication, it's so beautiful. It says a party among the jinns heard them and say, this is a wonderful recital. They almost got the Holy Ghost. They said, this is a wonderful recital. Neither men nor jinns should disrespect it. Now, when truth comes, it has the power to kill falsehood. That's given to us in the Quran, God's word. It has the power to kill falsehood. And where does it kill it? In the head. In the head. And this is referring to what was said before. That's what the Bible says too. To strike him in his head. It has the power to kill him and to kill him in the head. That means it has the power to kill the logic that supports the lie. The logic that holds up the falsehood. It will kill the logic that's killing it in the head. Allahu Akbar. But after that now, don't think the war is going to be 2 minutes, 7 days, 10 days. No, the war may have to go on until God concludes the matter. We ain't the one to say when to stop. Only God can say when to stop. God will tell Satan when to stop, and God will tell us when to stop. We are to work and not have even on our mind a get-off time. There's no time to get off the job. It's not even in this reality. Just work. When you work with that kind of awareness, time doesn't bother you. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they encourage one another to be patient. They mutually support patience and perseverance. Praise be to Allah. We have the answer. We have the sure formula for success here and hereafter. And let's accept it and act on it like men, like determined men in war, at war, in war. Not thinking about going back home, but thinking about the victory. So we ask God to forgive us our errors, have mercy on us, and guide us always. Amen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to God, the Lord, cherisher and sustainer, the keeper of the worlds. We witness that He is one. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu, alone. La sharika lahu, that there is nothing to be compared to Him or with Him. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, we witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger, and a mercy to all the worlds. The prayers and the peace be upon him. In the conclusion of this address on the best day in the life of man, Juma, Friday. Well, at least the world chose the right day to make payday, didn't it? Well, God has guided me to much understanding. And I know now that even though Satan has decorated this world, God's angels are still here. God's angels are still here. And this world does not only have the imprint of Satan, but it has the imprint also of God's angels on it. Yes. Praise be to Allah. And we thank him for his messengers. All of them. Angels and humans. Yes, in concluding this khutbah, we want to see where all of this life and effort should be. In community. In the ummah of Muhammad. So wherever we are, we should be trying to establish ourselves in the ummah of Muhammad, or in the ummah of al-Islam. That should be our main focus. We have to establish ourselves in the ummah of Muhammad or in the ummah of al-Islam. That means we cannot go around and be pleased with our life and accomplishments, and we have no community model that the people can look at and say, this is after the model in Medina. These people do not have pork on this block. These people do not sell liquors on this block. These people do not commit crimes on this block. What I'm saying, if we only can get one block, let's make that one block a model of the ummah. They don't have crime on this block. The police are not even needed around here. So that's what we want. And though they are small in numbers, they're industrious. This small block has stores on it, run by them. Products made by by them are imported from other good Muslims who need support for their life. And we are buying products to help the life of other Muslims in other areas of the world who are making a good effort. They are good people. We want to help support their life too. This ummah is one ummah. And I am your Lord, therefore worship only me. That's what God says in the Quran. Ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. This is your community. This is your community. It's one united community. And I am your Lord, therefore worship only me. Doesn't that language sound familiar? It's about 12 centuries or more, 1,200 years or more older than the language of the founding fathers. But they said one nation, united, indivisible, under God, the Creator. Thank you very much. We conclude this khutbah and ask God to forgive us our ignorance, our shortcomings, our sins as well. Guide us and give us mercy always, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.